We're in a lesson about the law of the Arvut. We're going to read chosen excerpts. We're in excerpt number 60. As usual, you can find it in our website, kap.co.il or Kap TV, and you can reach it through the upper icon through the Galaxy software. Rav?
No, I have nothing to add, but let's try and be together to get benefit. Yes.
Excerpt number 60 from Bala Sulam, One Commandment. The first and the only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain Lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, he will work for the public, to save the oppressed, and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. There are two advantages to this mitzvah. One, each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world. Two, this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, since the preparation is part of the goal. This is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not oneself. Thus, one gradually becomes fit to observe the mitzvot of the Creator under the required condition to benefit the Creator and not himself. Naturally, intention should be to observe the mitzvot of the Creator. Again. The first and the only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain Lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, he will work for the public, to save the oppressed, and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. There are two advantages to this mitzvah. One, each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world. Two, this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, since the preparation is part of the goal. This is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not oneself. Thus, one gradually becomes fit to observe the mitzvot of the Creator under the required condition to benefit the Creator and not himself. Naturally, the intention should be to observe the mitzvot of the Creator.
Questions? Focus group, about this, I hope. Go ahead.
What does it mean to work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation?
Anything that advances them towards the end of correction. Because if you do something that will not advance towards correction, then you did nothing. You even possibly caused harm. Let's say if you now cure the whole world. Let's say you have a cure in your pocket and all the world will be cured. Are you doing them good by that or not? Meaning, as of today, what they feel themselves as being ill, that's a result, all in all, a combination of healthy sorry, it's a combination of the forces of the created beings and the forces of the Creator. That the desire of the Creator is for the world to be this way, will seem this way to you. It's possible that he who flaws does it with his own flaws. How do you know if it's correct or not? So there are many things to measure here before you do something. So it turns out there's only one thing here. If you do it in order to bestow upon the created beings, meaning that it means that you advance them to the mutual qualities of bestowal, then by that they draw upon themselves the like that reforms, and then they feel their life in an ascent. Only that way you can benefit the created beings, or in other words, through dissemination. You have nothing else to do with the created beings other than dissemination, meaning to organize them to somehow start awakening upon themselves the upper light. And this is only in order for them to advance, to come closer to one another. Meaning other than Aravut, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, clear? Yes, so I should organize the public in a way that they will know, they'll come closer to each other, and then they'll extend the light upon themselves?
Yes, even if you want no to continue the light, you'll organize it in such a way, but the light, to the extent you'll participate with one another, come closer to one another, the light will influence them more.
And then, what are these two virtues he writes about first, that this each person in the world will accept this work?
Because you do good to them. What are you doing bad to them? No. Also, according to the fact that you do all kinds of actions to bring them closer to one another, you're actually doing good to them. And also, by awakening the light that reforms.
Okay, and then what is the second condition, that this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot?
Lishma, yes, that you advance them towards spirituality too, maybe in a long path for the time being, but still they're advancing. Meaning you have nothing more to do. Now you'll be told, let's now do something with the climate, or let's hand out bread to everyone, or do something else. No, leave this for the other organizations. We need to do only one thing, to explain that connection between everyone is the only form that will bring us towards goodness. Because it is in that same tendency as all of nature is. It's drawn to connection, to unity. Nature is drawn to unity.
Moscow 7.
Yes, Baal HaSulam writes here
that
a person should take upon himself not to work for himself.
We're not talking about this. We're talking about beyond doing it for himself. He does for himself necessary things beyond necessity. He has strength. He has time. What does he do? So we say if he can do on our side, meaning like from our organization, then it's only actions that he organizes for everyone to be in connection with one another. That most certainly influences the upper light that advances them.
The question is, how can I convince myself to invest more efforts specifically in this work in order to separate, to clearly separate between what I do to myself in order to supply my necessary needs?
You decide that. No one else can say to you yes or no. You decide that the person can determine that I need to have $100,000 a month, and the other can say that I have what I need for my family and for myself a little bit. That's enough to me. That doesn't matter. That's for each and every one. Each one according to their advancement, he will change their borders, their requirements. Go on, Dudi.
Who exactly does a person qualify? He qualifies himself or he qualifies others?
Where does it say that?
That this mitzvah is what qualifies him better.
Yes, I think this is about the others.
Meaning the others, I have to qualify them or myself. Who does a person correct?
No, this qualifies him. It qualifies the one that does this. And when he does this and this not for his own benefit, then of course, this, yes, qualifies him. This commandment that now he keeps, it qualifies him, it advances him, in short, towards the goal.
And what about others? Does he qualify others, or is it an illusion that it's only to qualify himself?
Oh, for the others, you influence the others in dissemination. When you explain to them what's for their own benefit, you also qualify. But most important, these actions are upon you, whoever does it. So this, he's saying that this action itself qualifies him.
Action of dissemination works on the others or on myself or...
Without the person, without doing an action of dissemination, you won't have a way to advance. Because then you join the one you disseminate to yourself, and then through their achap, you draw the light that reforms. By that, you rise. We cannot rise upwards if we don't pull more people with us.
And how, by disseminating to him, coming out to him, do I receive from him?
A deficiency. How much can I explain this? You go out to the general, to the wide public, you're included with their deficiency. You raise that above in order to fulfill them. And then you have contact with the Creator, meaning he raises you to the extent that you got mud. And then you bring down mud and you raise others. And it enters your partsuf, and by that you rise, by that you, as if, expand, you have a more corrected will to receive with respect to the upper light. Everything that joins you through dissemination, it's yours. Go on.
61. One does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain. Again, one does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain.
Yeah, no questions. I guess it's clear. Or people are tired. Well, go on.
62. Every person should say, the whole world is only for me. It follows that if the whole world has been created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times, satisfy the needs of the world, and pray for them. Again. Every person should say, the whole world was created only for me. It follows that if the whole world has been created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times, satisfy the needs of the world, and pray for them.
Yes, because all in all, we are all in a single kli, and that's why each one, to the extent that he must correct the others, he must correct them, otherwise he won't be corrected. Each and every one of us have only this fundamental part as a point in all of the general kli of all of the created beings. And from that point, I must pull and advance and connect myself, and then later through me to the Creator, all of the created beings, all of the souls. And that's how each and every one should be.
Moscow 7.
Дараф, вот подскажите, пожалуйста, как совместить все
Rav, то, что tell us, please, how is it possible to combine
зависит, в принципе, все.
Inside myself, how can I combine the fact that the whole world depends on me? Everything depends on me. But before that, Balasaran wrote that I have to live for the whole chain. Meaning,
no, not at all. How can you see it if you don't relate to it? You discover this chain or the kli, this round kli that you are in, and you revive it to the extent that you can, that you must gradually raise all of the desires of this entire kli through you to the Creator, and from the Creator to pass on the light to them. By that you become the highest, the most important of all of this general soul of Adam HaRishon. And that's how each and every one is. Okay?
Yes, lana od zaya Moscow 1 akhshav.
We have Moscow 1 now.
Rav, вот у нас мы видим, как человек, как ребёнок приходит в школу, он не знает, как решить какую-то задачку, ему объясняют её по шагам делать.
Rav, we see how when a child comes to school, he doesn't know how to solve a problem, so he's being explained, do this and this, according to the stages. If he can't do it, check it again, and then he succeeds. When we go out to the seminary, when someone wants to eat, he has health problems, or with the family or something, we're telling him, you have to connect properly. And in whatever way we explain it, in a psychological way or a scientific way, people don't relate these things together. He's saying, my hand is aching, and we tell him, you have to connect. All these explanations are above him. He can't tie these things together. Why is it so?
Свыше именно такого подхода.
Where's the beauty and the uniqueness of this approach? What should a person do in the end? Because they cannot relate the cause and the consequence of what's going on with them.
All of the problems that are revealed in all of the world, they're revealed because we fail, we neglect our work, that we are not passing on to them the upper light. That's how we need to see ourselves. That is why also what we're spreading, this knowledge that we need to connect, we're not pressuring and we're not really pushing it on them, because you can't. Of course, they won't be able to hear. They won't be able to hear. It is slowly, slowly accepted in them, generally, that all of the world will feel this way, that it's at a dead end, and there's no choice, nothing to do, another pandemic, something else, a few more things along the way. And then we'll begin to understand, all of us, the entire world, that the solution is that, and only that. It'll also be easier for us to explain. And we too will advance this way. We'll advance to them, and they'll hear this from us even more, because they'll see that nothing else is helping. And we'll be able to explain to them that the general force of nature, which is completely global, and therefore if we go to it, we'll come closer to it, it will be beneficial.
Я немножко уточню, но тут вопрос, тут не хватает
I'd like to make it clear. My question is, are we missing some precision in our explanation or examples? Or what we're missing is a principle thing, say a force from above or a force from us, that will make this connection inside people?
That we will still go out to the world and want to explain to them the general form that's happening. By that, we awaken the upper light, and it brings us the mind and the emotion for everyone, for us and for them, and we begin to comprehend more and more this general form of this round world that specifically exists that way. We have to continue, especially now.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you, Rav. Maybe you just answered, but I'll ask anyhow. What should be the right intention in dissemination?
We want, through the world, to give contentment to the Creator, to bring to Him, to connection to Him, to adhesion to Him, all of the created beings. And we don't demand anything in return, nothing, only to be the ones that do this in a way that no one will even know about it. We don't want to receive any assent or any reward for it. All right. What else do we have? Naria.
Rav, what is this essence we call human nature, as opposed to the nature we know?
Human nature is the human desire in it. That's usually how it happens. The will to receive for itself, to receive fulfillment for itself, that's human nature.
Moscow 6.
Должен исправить только себя, весь мир в совершенстве. Как взаимодействуем с миром, мы исправляем.
We learned that all I have to correct is myself, and the whole world will become whole. How, through the connection with the world, do we correct ourselves? What does it mean to correct the world?
To connect everyone together with the intention to mutually bestow upon one another. New York 2.
Yeah, hi Raf. You said to bring connection, to bring everybody into connection with the Creator. And I just wanted to ask about, in terms of integral education or anything that brings them closer to the quality of connection, is that still bringing them into contact with the Creator, even though it's, we call it integral education, don't mention the Creator or Kabbalah?
It doesn't matter that the definitions of the wisdom of Kabbalah appear there or not. It doesn't matter. As long as the person understands that connection is coming closer to the general system of all of reality, that then all these forces that exist in reality, they connect together to a single force. Don't call it Creator. Don't call it the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can call it the law of physics. What does it matter? What difference does it make? The most important is that we follow this law. Let's say now, we're learning all of the wisdoms of the world. So, of course, through the inclusion of these forces, they bring us to a global form, an integral form. And this form, it dominates everything. So explain it like that. You don't need to have anything else. You don't need to be not religious, nor Jewish, nor it doesn't matter what. Explain to a person that we receive blows because we're not relating ourselves to the integral nature. And there is a law here of the good, positive connection in all parts of reality. This system is constantly connecting and connecting more and more, accumulating more and more. If we, in accordance to that, don't reach this connection, then we feel ourselves with a negative response from the system. We are causing it from the lack of our integral connection between us. That all of nature is drawn to connection, to unity, and we are not. That's the main difference between the still, the vegetative and animate, and the speaking in our world. So we need to explain to a person, as even though they're very smart and high, they're completely corrupted. They need to be like all of nature. In nature, every single piece in nature, it does it from being directed by nature, not to harm nature, but to complete nature. Even if he eats something or kills someone, it's all in order to complete nature. We also need to be a part that completes nature and doesn't destroy it. So we need to learn how to do that. And it comes first and foremost through connection between people. Good connection between people, that is my part in nature that I need to keep. Today we learned the study of the Ten Sefirot. And I ask, maybe you should send in some way so that we'll know, what is your response? What do you want? What would you like to change in this study? We'll learn this daily. Well, let's say from 4 to 5, or maybe less, maybe 15 minutes. We'll learn Taas, part 8. So it's preferable that we will not forget that for this study we need to connect the intention. And the intention, in order to know, like Bala Sulam writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item Kuf Nun Hei, 155, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155, he writes there that by people learning the study of the Ten Sefirot and by truly wanting to know, with even if they don't know, they're drawn to it, and by that they awaken the lights that reform the surrounding lights. So let us not forget that we also need this intention, besides to give contentment through the friends to the Creator. Well, and let's see now what Moscow One has.
Rav, yes, the friends had a question. For many years, we're having a summary after the morning lesson for 15 minutes. Each one says what he wrote. Maybe someone has some praise or a direction to the day. What's the right way to summarize the lesson in the 10? Can you tell us?
Nope, you need to decide yourselves. You mean the lesson summary? The lesson summary is to what extent we tried and succeeded in being connected throughout the lesson between us. That from this connection between us, from this feeling here inside, I relate to the study, to everything. Through the group, I look at the world. Because I'll later on discover the group as the soul. And in the meantime, I see that we have info. What is he going to tell us today?
We have two friends If there are friends that want to suggest something or to discuss something, send it about the test or in general, send it to boardworldly@gmail.com. Let's go over the schedule, starting at 10 a.m. with a program with Owen Levy until 10:30, then 10:30 until 11:15 with Simeon Vinokur, and 6 until 7:30 p.m. live lesson with Rob.
Together we can change the future. The left.